if you have a will and that's all you have, I'm going to say that's better than not having anything at all. But if all you have is a will, even though your wishes relative to your assets are expressed in that will, they'll still likely go through probate. And a lot of people don't understand that. And so I explain to people that the purpose of another big purpose of the trust is to make sure that assets are properly structured within the trust. And as long as they are, then when the trustors or owners of the trust pass away, then surviving family members aren't going to have to deal with the probate courts. They can take immediate action on what needs to be done to essentially liquidate the estate and distribute it to beneficiaries. You know, some of the other key things within a trust that a lot of people just aren't aware of is the financial power of attorney.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast. I have my awesome co-host, Tammy B, here with me.
What's up, Ken?
And I have a special guest, Court Pitcher, who's a co-owner of Wealth Innovation Group in Centerville, Utah.
Correct. Hello.
And so this will be a fun podcast because we started off a great one and I forgot to hit record. So now we get it's round two. So anyway, I'm grateful for you coming on, Court. Thank you, Tammy. I always love it when you come on, so thank you.
Absolutely.
And today's podcast, we did a couple months ago, we did a couple podcasts talking about trust and how every family should have a trust and the importance of one. And for the longest time, I hesitated doing a podcast talking about it because I thought it'd be the kiss of death. I mean, who did a podcast talking about auto insurance, the most boring topic in the world? And then I took probably the most second boring topic and painful, though, because it's a lot of emotions. It's hard to do it. Trust planning, emotionally, just get it done. And I didn't think it would resonate for a lot of people, but I still wanted to share it. And it was just so amazing to see more calls, more emails, and people reaching out on the trust planning than any other episode. And I thought that was amazing. It was just awesome to see so many selfless people in this country that care so much for their spouse and for their children and other beneficiaries. And so Court is the first financial advisor to have on my podcast, which is great. So I found one financial advisor that gets along with me, Tammy.
You are underselling yourself. There are way more financial advisors out there who appreciate you and your style of humor. But I'm confident that Court is an awesome one.
Well, I just so enjoy Court. And I can't wait for him to talk about his background, what they put together, what I'm a part of, and just the value it's created for other families on the trust side. And because the pain point's been pricing. But let me tell you about financial advisor stories, because, and I've talked about some other episodes, Court. You know, my wife forever is every time I go out to go to a financial symposium or meeting or workshop, my wife will say, please don't get into a fight with a financial advisor. not physical fights, but I remember years ago heading out to Houston, and it was great. I was out going to see Todd Langford and Kim Butler. They're doing a workshop, Truth Concepts, down in Houston, Texas. It was like probably 4 or 5 years ago, maybe it was 6 years ago. And I was still engineering full time and still helping out select clients on the money side at night. But I just wanted to, I really, really resonate with Todd, you know, like thinking style, analytical style, and just want to learn more on how to better educate my clients. And sure enough, some advisors in there just didn't get it. And so they asked me for help later. I said, oh, you seem like I'm smart. I'm like, you seem like you're sharp, Ken. It's like, oh, I'll help you. And then sure enough, after an hour or so, they're not getting it. And I'm just getting frustrated, just being told I'm wrong. And so here I am in an argument. Then Todd comes in. They ask Todd the same question. He's like, oh, yeah, Ken's right. And so I'm telling that story to my wife. And then every other event I've gone to, I tell her I'm not going to get into a fight. But sure enough, I offend someone. But Court, I have not offended yet, which is awesome. He enjoys my humor, realizes that I'm just teasing around. But after I saw you guys, Court, in Utah a couple months ago, I flew back out to get more training on disability insurance. And sure enough, there's an advisor in there that I offended out of a room of 20 or 30 people. He's just coming up with excuses why not to do things. And then he just wouldn't shut up. I'm all, dude, I'm about to tackle you right now. For all these other 20 advisors, like the best specialist in disability insurance. I'm like, that's great. And so I had to tell my wife, I was like, yep, I did it again. So Court and I first met out in Tennessee at the beginning of this year, and it was such a treat getting to meet him. He's been in the industry for quite some time, and I'll have him talk about his background. And just so enjoy talking and learning from him. And it's just got such a great personality. And he's a very selfless person. I mean, he cares for people and he works hard. And so anyway, I just was so excited. I reached out to him and said, hey, will you please come on to my podcast and talk about what we're doing on the trust side. And one of the biggest problems when I'm working with new clients and we're creating financial strategies, it's not a myopic design. I mean, when I work with clients, we're creating financial strategies and I ask for very, very comprehensive homework assignments. I want to see everything. I want to understand their current financial environment. And then the education begins. And well, after identifying what's perfect for them, you know, what are their priorities and dreams? What do they want to accomplish? And then it's creating financial strategies so that there's a lot of redundancy, a lot of safety factor, a very strong focus initially on protection, because shame on me if we go and start chasing rates of return, trying to create more and more wealth with investments and chasing dollars, and we don't put strategies in place to protect all that money, taxes, creditors, protecting the family, lawsuits, etc. Shame on me. And part of that protection focus involves trust. And a lot of my clients are engineers. They have strong incomes, typical families, you know, households over $150,000 a year in income and over. And then when I explain that to clients, hey, this is why we want to put a trust together, majority of them are on board. It makes sense. And then you talk about the price and say, yeah, to do this, working with attorneys, you're looking about, the attorneys are typically about $2,500 to $3,000. And then the sticker shock really prevents people from moving forward. That's one big piece. Now, what Court has put together, and why I was out seeing him in Utah a few months ago, I think it was two or three months ago, time has flown this year.
Yes, it has.
It is essentially a $3,000 trust for $895. And it works in all 50 states. It's just a great structure. And essentially, and I'll have you explain and add on to this, Court, but essentially, hey, attorneys, if we gather all the paperwork, if we do all the consulting, we have all this put together, do all the labor side, can we get essentially a $3,000 trust for way, way less price? And so $895 is nothing. And boy, has that enabled me to push families to move forward quickly and have a very, very good trust in place. And first client, me. Second client, my assistant. And so I'm not asking anyone to do something I'm not doing myself. And so anyway, Court, thank you so much for your creativity on this. And so Court Pitcher, co-owner of Wealth Innovation Group at Centerville, Utah. Tell your story, tell your background, and thanks for being my first financial advisor on my podcast. I'm stoked. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. It's just a pleasure to be here with you and Tammy. I admire both of you a lot and have a lot of respect for both of you, but this is really an honor to be on your podcast. And yes, I got to admit, I love Ken's sense of humor. So we'll probably always get along just fine. So a little bit about my background. I've been in the financial services industry for a little over 15 years. I came into the business different than most people do. I was hired to be in an executive management position with a large financial agency and we had advisors all over the country. And I was in that role for about 5 years and really enjoyed it. Developed a lot of great relationships with a lot of great advisors and just learned a lot. It was a great experience. After 5 years, I kind of got the bug to step out of that role and go out and start building my own practice and bringing in my own clients. One thing that went really well just from the get-go as I started to build my own practice was I guess I have a unique ability to kind of identify little things that are really, really important. So I guess maybe they're not little things, they would be big things, but little things that I noticed a lot of advisors weren't talking about. Or at least they weren't talking about as much as I thought they should be. And one of those areas that I identified was estate planning. And so I created a whole marketing plan, and I started to lead with that conversation with people that I came in contact with. And the thing that I found interesting was that almost any time I got into a conversation about it, people were very open and willing to talk. And I noticed that there was a lot of interest in estate planning. In fact, one of the common things that I would find as I told people, yeah, I do estate planning. I help people get a complete will and trust package in place at a discounted rate. Almost every person I talk to, and it's still been this way to this day, has said, oh, you know what? That's something we've been wanting to do for so long. We need to sit down with you and talk about this. I realized there was just a lot of opportunity with it because the reason I identified some of the reasons why people weren't getting it done. First of all, they want to get it done. But second of all, the reason they weren't doing it was a couple things. One, they didn't want to go into an attorney's office and spend multiple meetings and sit in there and go through question after question after question to get their estate planning done, all to justify whatever the attorney was going to charge. And that was the second big reason that a lot of people hadn't done that important planning, was that they didn't want to pay, the fee, $2,500, $3,000. I've even seen them as high as $5,000, even more than that in some cases, but they just didn't want to pay that kind of fee to get the planning done. Me and my partner at the time, we created a process and a program that would allow us to help our clients get a complete will and trust package in place for their family at a significantly discounted rate. And that's, again, that was how we led with all of our clients. And it's still how I start with all my clients today. And it's just been, a really neat experience. We've been able to help a lot of families and make a difference in their lives and add value to their lives. So that's my background. That's kind of how I got started. And now we're at a point where, as you mentioned, Ken, we have a program in place that allows us to serve families in all 50 states and provide attorney-drafted, attorney-approved trust documents at a significantly discounted rate. And so we're really excited about that. And Ken has teamed up with us to be able to offer this service and this program to himself, as he said, he's going to start with himself and then his assistant, but also to his clients and other people that he meets along the way. So we're really excited to be able to bring this to people all throughout the country in various communities. And we found that offering it as a value-added service that financial advisors can use is probably the most effective way to get it out there. But it's also been interesting. A lot of CPAs are latching onto this, and a lot of other professionals in the financial world are latching onto it. They want to help people get this important planning done, and so we're just really excited about what's happening.
Yeah, what's super great is, I would say the biggest sticking point I've noticed being in this industry for 10 years is the dollar symbols. Attorneys can be very expensive. It's almost like they get paid to make it complicated.
Absolutely.
And what I've so enjoyed in the way this is structured is and I love learning and I love educating my clients. I love educating listeners on this podcast. And It's very good at educating why these questions are being asked.
Absolutely.
Right. This is typically how a living trust is structured. This is the difference between a traditional or an AB split trust, and addressing a lot of things. And I've seen a fair amount of trust it's just very, very thorough. It's a great trust. I thought it was really clever, quite often AB trust option is, can be a very clever strategy solely just for the credit protection purpose. And I thought it was really creative by the attorneys of how that can be done. Keep it simple, not do an AB trust, but still have the essentially irrevocable credit protection option built in. The advanced directives, the healthcare issues. I mean, it's really good. What would you say is a good rule of thumb for people? I mean, this is not something for all families. I would say probably once you start exceeding $2.5 million, $3 million worth net worth, this is probably not the best way to approach it. And then that's when you start getting into the higher end trust planning, trust attorneys. You say that, was that probably a pretty fair number?
Yeah, possibly. You still might be able to use the program and establish some estate planning, some basic estate planning things for them. But yeah, typically if you're getting into that range, it does become more important to involve, you know, a CPA most likely and possibly bring in an attorney. But yeah, it just kind of depends on the client's situation.
Yeah, well, that's a nice safe answer. Thanks, Court. Hey, Tammy, do you have an awesome question to ask Court?
You know, it's interesting that what you were just asking him and his response, and yeah, I get it was a safe response, but it's also very similar to things that you talk about, Ken, and that is how much you want to know about the client, because you know you can do a better job advising them if you know their entire situation. So it makes sense what Court is saying, is that it is hard to put kind of a black and white rule on it because everybody's situation is so different, and he would want to know before he answers.
Sure. Yeah. Fair point. So bad question for me. Sorry. Sorry, all the listeners. The reason why I'm kind of throwing out there is, like, you know, some of the families I work with, I mean, there's some serious complexity. So there's not one. This is a great place to start. I mean, it's really good. And I would say for a lot of families, this is a great program. The will and trust package, and it's that step forward. And to your point, Court, it still could be a great place to start. But when you start getting the families, I would argue in a lot of situations, especially depending upon the complexity of the family and assets and structures, you're maybe sitting down with tax attorneys and CPAs and estate planning where the numbers starts changing drastically. But that was kind of my point. I definitely don't want clients on this podcast listening, hey, I didn't know about the $895 option. But it's like, well, yeah, it's because your net worth is way more than what this is approaching. I guess if that makes sense. Is there anything else you want to add on to that piece, Court? I know I kind of put you in a spot on asking that kind of question, but I would say that, you start getting a lot more wealth. There's just more complexity. There's just more things you're going to want on the planning side, especially when these new tax laws sunset, if they do sunset several years from now.
Absolutely. No, what you're saying is totally fine. I would say that this is designed to serve the masses. One thing I noticed early on when I started doing this is there a lot of people don't realize that they do need a trust. There's this perception that trusts are only for the wealthy, and I can't tell you how many times I've told people that that's just simply not true. If you own a home or any additional real estate for that matter, but basically if you own a home, if you have children, if you have money in the bank and retirement accounts and life insurance, you seriously need to consider getting a trust. So that's why we created this, is so that we could serve the masses, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're helping a lot of people get a better understanding and better education on how important this is, because if they're a family, a husband and wife that do have minor children in their home, it's important for them to know that they need to do some estate planning so that if something happened to the husband and wife and they pass away, that they already have appointed guardians for those minor children. If they don't have anything like that in place, then the state gets involved, and it becomes very difficult for the surviving children and surviving family members to deal with that situation. The other, whether they're young family or an older, like an older couple in retirement. The other reason that it's important to have a trust is to be able to protect their estate from the probate courts. If you have a will and that's all you have, I'm going to say that's better than not having anything at all. But if all you have is a will, even though your wishes relative to your assets are expressed in that will, they'll still likely go through probate. And a lot of people don't understand that. And so I explain to people that, the purpose of the another big purpose of the trust is to make sure that that assets are properly structured within the trust. And as long as they are, then when the trustors or owners of the trust pass away, then surviving family members aren't going to have to deal with the probate courts. They can take immediate action on what needs to be done to essentially liquidate the estate and distribute it to beneficiaries. You know, some of the other key things within a trust that a lot of people just aren't aware of is the financial power of attorney. If either, you know, if the husband or spouse get, you know, if something happens to them, they become incapacitated, even if it's for a short period of time. Let's say they're in a car accident and they're hospitalized for 5-6 weeks, but they're unable to take care of their financial affairs. That financial power of attorney would allow their appointed agent to use that document and go to the bank and, you know, take care of things and pay the bills and do some of those important things. The other important document that's provided is the medical power of attorney and the advanced health care directives and living will. Again, that comes into play if they become incapacitated and they're unable to express their wishes themselves verbally. That document becomes their voice and it takes a lot of pressure off of other family members and loved ones to have to make some pretty difficult decisions in a situation like that. So being proactive and getting those key documents in place right now can bring a lot of peace of mind to the family, knowing that they're in place and that everything you know, is there to protect them and help them. So
yeah, you're not out creating a trust predominantly. It's a very selfless gift. It's just, you just want to make things as peaceful and easy as possible for the people you care for. And I've watched as I've grown up, I've seen these families where an unexpected death occurred. And I've seen it with clients that come in. I don't know if you've experienced this, Court, but when clients come into my office, new clients that say, hey, I've always wanted to get a trust. Typically, the reason for that is because they've had a good friend or a good family member, or they themselves have gone through the pain of not having one. You know, when parents have passed away or cousins, you know, that kind of they've seen that experience, and it was so. They saw the pain. They saw how long it took in probate. It saw the money taken from the probate process. And some serious infighting that occurs, where having a trust in place can make that as effortless as possible. I mean, have you experienced that on your side?
I have, absolutely. In fact, I've experienced all kinds of things. It's been quite a experience over the last 8 years doing this. Yeah, I work with one of the relationships that I have in my community is with one of the largest funeral homes in northern Utah. And so for the last 7-8 years, they've been referring families to me. And it usually whoever's being referred to me has, you know, lost a spouse or a loved one, you know. And so I've worked with a lot of widows and widowers. In fact, I met with one last week. Her husband recently passed away from cancer. They identified the cancer and he actually passed away pretty fast. And she has two daughters. You know, this lady, she's only 49 years old and her daughters are in their early 20s. And they've just been through a lot with his passing. And so we've been able to help her with her estate planning. And just last week she was in our office and we started having just a good heart to heart conversation with her. She kind of opened up and got emotional and said, you know, this is just so hard because my husband has always handled everything financially. And fortunately he'd done a good job for them. But, she said, this is just so hard because I'm not used to making these decisions. But then she, you know, as she was wiping away the tears, she said, I'm just so grateful for you guys and your willingness to kind of take me by the hand and help me with this. I feel so much better and I feel so much peace of mind knowing that I can turn to you and get this help. But then on the flip side, I've also met with families who didn't do any estate planning, didn't have anything in place. And so we then had to go the route of probate. And I've seen how that affected them. And it's it can be expensive and it can be time consuming and just emotionally draining for people to have to deal with that. So that's why we want to get this out to the masses so that we can help more and more people not have to go through those things.
Yeah, if you had a choice, Tammy, to keep pass on money to family, I'm going to put Tammy on the spot. So would you rather the state take a piece of your money? Would you rather all that money flow to your children?
Yeah, I'd rather go to court ahead of time and get that all ready to go. So it wasn't the state. And to his point, we didn't have to go to probate and it didn't cause any infighting and all that.
Know, especially some of these larger families I've seen is, you know, there's brothers and sisters in these families. And I've always, the children that have learned to appreciate time and money sooner, when their parents pass away, they don't expect anything. But the siblings that kind of were a little overprotected or just didn't go out and earn their own money, there's always ones that's never enough, that they're not, and then they're fighting trying to get more because they didn't get their fair share, et cetera. It's very, very interesting. And where a trust makes it very clear, it just makes it very clear. And so I just, yeah, it's just a really, really selfless gift. To pass on to your heirs. It's been a great podcast. It's like, gosh, it's such a depressing topic, but it's like, get all the hard crap out of the way so then you can start having fun. And they don't have it up in the Reno airport anymore, but it used to mess with me all the time. They just recently took down my last flight, but it was this great ad that and as you're waiting through for security, TSA, it says, you know, did you pack your bags? Did you do this? You bring your license, bring your wallet, whatever. I can't remember what it said, but the last one was, did you complete your trust? Did you complete your trust planning? And it's all, damn you guys, because the only time I ever think about that stuff is when I'm getting an airplane. Statistically, it's probably way more dangerous to get in the car and drive home.
Absolutely.
5 minutes away. But yeah, is there anything else you want to add, Court or Tammy?
Well, I this is something that's been on my mind as I'm listening to you, Court, today. And that is, you know, we brought up how you brought up how difficult it is for people to walk into an attorney's office sight unseen, not knowing them, answer all these questions, and then fork over a ton of money. And it's pretty cool, I think, that not only did Ken say that a lot of people are very, very interested in doing this, but then you guys put together this program that is a significant cost savings. And I can hear in your voice when you're talking about this this widow that came in recently to your office, how much you care and how much you want to make sure that she's taken care of as much to the extent of your ability. And that's just really cool. You're not out to make money. You're out to provide a service that's clearly needed.
I was just saying, Court's just got a huge heart.
Well, thank you, Tammy. So, it really is probably a big reason why I decided to market this and lead with it with people that I work with is I am a relationship guy. I believe this business is a relationship business. I mean, you have to be able to cultivate a relationship and earn their trust quickly. And this has allowed me to do that. And genuinely, I just want to help people. It for me, though, it's very, very rewarding. And what I've found is that I'm able to establish a relationship with someone rather quickly by having this conversation. I'm able to learn things about them, who they are and how they think and what their vision is for their family and things like that. And I'm able to learn all that, you know, within the very first time I meet them. And so then we're able to kind of connect and form a bond that then allows us to have other conversations as we're doing the estate planning. One thing that's been become even bigger and bigger as I meet with people is a conversation on taxes. We're in an unprecedented political window right now with the tax reform that we've had. And essentially I'm telling people taxes are on sale right now. And they say, well, tell me more about this. For some reason, you know, as we're doing the estate planning, they're eager to learn more about taxes and tax strategies. And it's just so fun to kind of get into some of those conversations and as well and show them strategies that we can do to optimize their situation and mitigate either tax problems now, but also more importantly, tax problems in the future. And so there's just a lot of ways that we can create value and add value to people's lives. And for me, that's just so rewarding. And it's just a blessing to be able to help people and build those kind of relationships.
Everything Court's saying is a perfect example that I've said forever, that like attracts like attracts like. So I knew when I met Court in January talking, it's like we definitely resonate. His approaches, my approaches, there's such a huge alignment. And I'm so grateful what you guys were able to put together on the trust side. So thank you. I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad that it's going to benefit a lot of clients and help them take that first step forward, where before it used to be really big sticker shock for my lower net worth clients.
No, thank you, Ken. Thank you, Tammy. Just wonderful to be with you and grateful to be able to share some of this with you and your audience.
Guys, you want to learn more, go to my website, engineerofinance.com. If you ever want to reach out, you have questions, you can always go onto the website and schedule time. Talk to me for a little bit and be more happy to answer your questions. And if you're really brave, because some people still do it, just pick up the phone and call 775-624-8839. You'll almost always, unless you call at some really weird time, get a great receptionist that's eager to help and talk with you and schedule time for me to talk with you. So, Court, thank you. I'll be seeing you in a couple weeks again. Hey, you got me on airplane again. Come out and see you. I look forward to seeing you guys. It'll be fun. And Tammy, thank you, my awesome co-host.
Absolutely.
Thank you to all the listeners. And Tammy, do you want to do an awesome wrap up?
Yeah. To be clear, and please correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but to be clear, if you guys are if you're listening and you're interested in Court's process, it's actually best, right, to go to Ken and go to Ken's Engineer of Finance website, pick up the phone and call him. Yes, is that correct, guys?
Yeah, come to me. I immediately signed a contract. I am now a partner of Court. Right?
Yes.
I'll let Court answer that too.
No, absolutely, Tammy. You hit the nail right on the head. If you have questions and want to meet with Ken and get some more consulting on this topic, go directly to Ken. Go to his website, and he's ready to help. So he's got everything he needs to help you. So
awesome! Thanks for clearing that up. I was pretty sure I was right.
All right. Well, I guess that's the wrap up. Well, thanks. Thank you, Court. Thank you, Tammy, and thank you to all the listeners of the Engineer of Finance podcast. I'm going to have some more podcasts tied to this topic, and I might have your gentle giant come on real soon, Court.
I'm happy to help you set that up.
Yeah, talk about funeral planning, because that's a super important. Anything to make the painful as easy as possible, get the hard work out of the way, and then you just focus on all the fun stuff. And so thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone. And I look forward to the next podcast.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.